So I heard the word samatthana in all my life, but never know that it means to hold it rightly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is there a way to hold the sila wrongly? Is
it oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's, and we'll get into it, but you know, we say, okay, I mean, there's all sorts of ways to hold it wrongly. I mean, that's just, you know, one, if I don't keep these precepts, and I'll go to hell. If I don't hold them in exactly this way, then, you know, then there's going to be some terrible disaster. I've got to get it right. And then we get really nervous and tight about it. We don't see it as a tool for freeing ourselves from suffering. We see it as a kind of a mandate that we have to fulfill, and we got to get the precepts right. We got to get the refuges right. You know, I've got to hold to the Buddha. So then it becomes a belief system. And as long as it's a belief system, it'll never free you from suffering. Same with precepts. It's like, you know, holding on to the precepts of you know, something happens that is out of your control. That's like when I went back to visit family. And then, you know, there's all sorts of relatives and friends and people around and whatnot. And it's kind of, you know, they're doing their thing. And of course, there's alcohol all over the place. And I'm just trying to be a monk, you know. But then I had this can of juice, and so okay, I've been drinking this juice. And well, it tastes kind of funny. You know, and it's I don't know. Well, was it with clamato? I don't know if I do clamato, but it's a mix with vodka. And I look at the contents. God, it's vodka. Take this away. So there was lots of people who were willing to take it. But so okay. So there's, you know, if I cling to my precepts, oh my God, I'm just, you know, such a failure because I was this. But you know, oh, I'm just going to be tainted for the rest of my life because of joy. You know, it's just, you sort of realize, no, the precepts are there to, and mostly when I go back to visit family, they do protect me. But in that case, it didn't. So, you know, it's not a big deal.
One other thing came to mind about that is I think it's easy also with precepts to say, well, there's no way that I can keep all these precepts, so I better just not take them in the first place.
Right. Yes, which is another thing. Yeah. So it's kind of clinging to precepts in an opposite way, where sort of I've got to get them absolutely right, or I won't take them, and so you don't take them, and well, you get the benefit from that. You know, so you don't sort of work with it and sort of see how do these precepts work. How do I understand them? What benefit do they? How do I hone my wisdom so that I can be holding, working with, using them skillfully?